May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, May 18th, 2024. And today I'll be discussing four newsletters from over the last 2 weeks, beginning with back on May 7th when the new moon was in Taurus, which kind of sets the energy for the month. Did a piece called The 1776 Revolution is a Global Affair Now. Now I'll be getting to that after. I'll be doing the piece I just published yesterday called Let's Get Real Zionism Unmasked in 10 Minutes. And two other posts I did on May 10th, May 14th, Ready for a Quantum Shift in the Global Order, and What Does It All Meme? As in memes, all about memes. It's a whole bunch of memes. Anyway, I was talking about those. Those are all listed in the show notes. For those who are getting the podcast in the future. So I'll begin, like I say, with the one I just published yesterday. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report with the astrology psychology at this time. And I have this really neat astrology program, and I can pull up what's going on in the quantum field of cosmos energetically. If you look at everything as a quantum field, and that there is a method to the madness, and the order of the universe is geometrized in the astrology as relates to our psychology individually and collectively being triggered in unique ways, but within the context of this quantum field. And I know that's a mouthful, but anyway, it's really interesting right now what's going on with a grand trine in the heaven and a creative triangle. Now, this is geometry that is connecting. And in the case of the grand trine, we're talking about the moon trine, the sun, which is almost exactly conjunct Jupiter now in Taurus. As I mentioned, you know, there's the new moon energy, some in Taurus at the beginning of the month when I did the first article that I'll be getting to. It is referring to an energy in Taurus which is very grounding. It's an earth sign. You might say down to earth, practical, and constructive. You know, I mean, it's the builder. It's also stubborn. It's the bull. You know, Taurus is the bull. So there's an energy that was initiated in the beginning of the month, and it's kind of being fulfilled right now with this grand trine, and actually it's creating a pattern which is really really interesting, called a kite pattern, where the grand trine is also connected to another triangle forming like a kite pattern. And the planets involved with this are the sun, and which is conjunct Jupiter, and again trine the moon. And there's a really unique, it's called a stellium of planets, four planets, the sun, Jupiter, Venus, and Uranus, that are all in alignment. It's called conjunction. And they're concentrating their energy in Taurus again. So the energy of, you know, in the field, you might say, there's an energy of congruence. And with Jupiter, it's very expansive energy of congruence. With Venus being in the conjunction, it's a very expansive, loving, you know, anchoring of the concept of love, the, you know, the spirit of love in the physical. Taurus is the physical. It's an earth sign. And that's also conjunct Uranus, which can give us flashes of insight. I mean, like lightning bolts, you know, flashes of insight. It's exactly conjunct Venus within 1 degree right now. So flashes of insight regarding cosmic love, universal love, you know, expansive love, Jupiter, Sun, expansive love, they're in conjunction. And they're, all of them are trying Pluto right now. Pluto's in Aquarius. Aquarius, you know, the energies of Aquarius, Aquarian age of enlightened love, of light and love, light and love, enlightened love, Aquarian age, you know, we're, and the with Pluto there, there's the energy of empowerment, transformation. And when it's trying all these other planets in Taurus, that really reinforces the energies of, again, expansive love, flashes of insight regarding expansive love, you know, with the Sun, the trine, the Moon in Libra. So the focus, I got off track a little bit there, but the focus of that, excuse me, kite pattern I was talking about is the Moon in Libra. And Libra is like a sign of justice, also considered the energies of more of the Holy Spirit, again, of justice. And the focus of all those energies with that grand trine of Pluto and those four planets in conjunction in Taurus, and with again, the Moon in Libra, what that does is coalesce the energies in a way that they're synergized, the Trinity in the synergy in the Trinity. So there's this grand trine, and the kite pattern is on the one end of the triangle. If you can imagine a line going through to create a, you know, a, like a kite pattern, you know, looking down, it'll be looking just like a kite. But there's another little triangle there, which is the trine of Pluto with those four planets in Taurus. And all those planets are sextile. Neptune, which is in Pisces. And Neptune is the most spiritual, spiritualizing influence of all the planets. It's the most etheric, spiritual frequency. It's actually the higher octave of Venus. We're talking about frequencies now. We're talking about the quantum field. We're all talking about energies and frequencies here. So the Neptune is like, it resonates with, you know, that all the planets, you know, the highest frequencies of love, a high etheric frequency. And it is in the sign of Pisces, which is the deepest of all the and most mystical and deepest and nonlinear of all the signs. So you might say Neptune is exalted in the sign of Pisces. The planet Neptune is exalted in the sign of Pisces. We're talking about quantum energies blending, being reinforced, aligned. And anyway, this kite pattern that focuses the energies of all these planets on the Moon, you know, in Libra, that you might say that archetypal representation of energy, the coalescing of energy in that direction, the reflex of that is back through the rib, you know, of the kite, you know, to the other to its opposite point. It reflexes back to Neptune in Pisces, that very high etheric spiritual energy. So anyway, I usually don't go as much into the psychology, astrology as I did today. I do that for some readers that are more interested in quantum field dynamics, quantum field energetics. So I gave that a try today, and thank you for your patience. I'm going to go on to now the first one I'm going to talk about of the newsletters that this one I published yesterday, and it's called Let's Get Real, Zionism Unmasked in 10 Minutes. Now, that's for a lot of people right now, that's a real hot button. And the byline there is outing the World War III intentions of the State of Israel. Excuse me. I actually might have said better that doubting the World War III intentions of the Zionist or the state of Zionist Israel. Anyway, there's a video by Really Graceful. That's her name. That's what she goes by. I don't know what her actual name is, but that's how she identifies on the internet with her brilliant, some of them truly brilliant, lucid, short mini documentaries, videos. So she's done one here that is, I think, an extraordinary primer. And it was done, it's about 10 minutes long. It was published 6 years ago. And back then, this subject was relatively unknown, this whole Zionist issue. Now it's timely and it's an explosive issue. So it's a hot button issue for a lot of people. And I thought I'd go through and process it, become conscious how we are unconscious, and ideally, self-correct with more conscientious common sense. So what we're seeing in Gaza right now, this 24/7 death and hell, I mean, the whole world has rapidly awakened to an in-our-face evil that no civilized country on earth has risen up to stop yet. That's all about to change. That's all about to change. So I got a note here. You can skip to the bottom for future memory. And that's people who like to read the last chapter in the book before they go on and read the book. So that's for you. Skip to the bottom for your future memory. Now, some of you that are listening know the routine here, how I will be going through this narrative, cussing and discussing what was published. And you can listen to the podcast. Those who are listening in the future can listen to the podcast, and I'll have the different newsletters I'm referring to. I'll have them hot links, so you can pull them up in another window of your computer. And some of you know how to do that now just by going to heartcom.org and going to the archives. But otherwise, either way, you can follow along with what I'm talking about in the podcast, in the replay. And anytime you can pause that and then watch the video and or the article that I'm referring to. I mean, you can, in other words, you can customize and personalize your own multimedia show. So anyway, that's just some of you know the routine, some of you don't, but that's the way you can create your own custom multimedia show, at least with the replay. So it's all about to change, folks. But in the meantime, what's going mainstream globally is the understanding of what this whole Zionist issue is all about. And it's important to understand that the deep state political ideology called Zionism is not to be confused with the religion of Judaism. And there's a graphic. Well, there's a picture here of some, looks like Orthodox Jews holding up this banner that says, "Judaism rejects Zionism and the state of quote-unquote Israel." And there's a picture of the Israeli flag with the circle and slash through it. So this is "Judaism rejects Zionism." Now, the byline here is that, the Bible refers to the synagogue of Satan as those who say they are Jews but are not Jews. Or as Joe Biden infamously said, "You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. I am a Zionist." There's a video clip that you can watch. Again, those who want to customize your multimedia show, you can click on that. The video clip, and you can watch Joe Biden's actually saying that. I don't know where they got that from, which year, whatever, but it's interesting that, yep, that he's saying, "You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. I am a Zionist." I mean, I didn't know that before, but anyway, this is followed in this newsletter with another really good video by this really graceful gal who's got the sweetest voice, and a little high pitched, but she's got another video, short video, and it's called "What Christians Aren't Taught About Zionism." And again, this was done more recently. It was about 6 years ago. This was about October 17th, 2023. So it wasn't, this is back at the time when things were really getting crazy over in the Gaza. And it's very timely, very congruent in many ways. But I think the Christian understanding, the Christian perception of this what's going on? What's, you know, what's the Zionism thing? Is all, what's going on with the Zionism thing? I mean, so this recent update by Really Grateful provides a more thorough history on the asymmetric World War III warfare we now can witness in the mental, spiritual, and physical realms of the global mind and collective consciousness. And in my last letter, What Does It All Mean? One section on Zionism inflamed a lot of heated response, so I'm featuring those videos above. The sweet, loving voice of Really Grateful, you know, I mean, it cuts through all the BS, the belief systems that rationalize and justify the murderous insanity we see in Gaza. So it's like processing through what is going on in Gaza with enlightened self-interest and to know better and do better. You know, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm, so to speak, cussing and discussing. And ideally cutting through all the BS belief systems that rationalize and justify, you know, the murderous insanity over there. So the ongoing slaughter in Gaza, you know, witnessed by the whole world for 7 months now, should be a rude awakening for anyone who equated the modern state of Israel with, quote unquote, God's chosen people. But again, understand that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. The common definition of anti-Semitism, which equates the Holocaust with Jew haters, it's that common definition has been weaponized, redeployed by Zionists, and now it is used to conflate the mass opposition to the mass murder in Gaza as some kind of irrational hatred of Jews. I mean, the keynote here is to understand that Zionism is a supremacist, racist ideology, and people of conscience who object to genocide or genocidal conduct by a foreign government cannot be condemned as anti-Semitic. I mean, that's our humanity being blamed for racism by racist Zionists whose Mossad motto is, by way of deception, thou shalt make war. So, folks, this is the World War III in the cognitive realm of conscious evolution revelations regarding general enlightenment, which is the diminishing of dysfunctional duh, D-U-H, as in dimwit, unconscious, and heartless. It's the old light and dark in another metaphor of reality. And I like Thomas Jefferson's quote regarding this back in 1816 when he said, quote, enlightened people generally and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. So I think maybe those were some of his musings on the success of common sense. Enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. I don't know if you know the story of how Jefferson invited Thomas Paine to the White House while Jefferson was president, and wanted to thank Thomas Paine for the revolution, saying that we couldn't have had the revolution without him. thanks to the success of his his pamphlet called Common Sense, which was wildcat printed all over the colonies. So it went viral back in the day before, you know, computers. It was wildcat printed all over the colonies. All the people that had a printing press were making copies of it, and everyone was reading it in the pubs and all over the colonies. It was the spirit of conscientious common sense that sparked the revolutions. Well, anyway, that awakening, that enlightenment process, that what's being called the Great Awakening is the current ascension process, you might say, a waking up, wising up, rising up, which is classic atonement for S-I-N, stuck in negativity. And it seems like the whole world is stuck watching the inhumane slaughter in Gaza. And if you think about this, are we witnessing the acting out of, so to speak, Antichrist, you know, as Holocaust at the birthplace of the Christ? Another way of looking at this is, I mean, is the Zionist supremacy thing acting out the crucifixion of Christ-like, conscientious common sense as the second coming in our collective consciousness? In other words, is this some way for, you know, this is some, you know, classic opposition to the, that's the inverting, subverting, and perverting the Aquarian momentum initiation of, you know, universal light and love? Yeah, I mean, you know, the second coming of Christ-like consciousness and our collective consciousness. I mean, it's, I mean, is this what's going on? I mean, some would say that this is the World War III meme in the spiritual realm. You know, where spiritual pride, you know, a superiority complex, spiritual pride always goeth before the fall. You know, it's darkest before the dawn. So the greatest fear of the effete elite is that the collective consciousness of humanity would awaken with Aquarian enlightenment in a high state of Christ-like love. And when that happens, hopefully sooner than later, it's game over for the deep state of diabolical devolution. So we can ask ourselves, is it true that there's nothing more evil than the godless mass murder we're seeing in Gaza in the name of Zionism or any other ism? I mean, Gaza is the Zionist agenda of global depopulation, global reduction, depopulation, however you want to say it. I mean, right before our eyes. This is how Zionists interject and project their own fear of death onto the whole world, making everyone as spiritually depressed, you know, compassion fatigue, mentally challenged, you know, genocide rationalizations, and emotionally stuck as in fear fixation as they are. A classic inversion, subversion, and perversion of the whole truth. With the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that people too often believe it. So when we think of human sacrifice, you know, we usually think of Aztec pyramids or satanic rites, you know, by evil people. We don't usually think of the apartheid, you know, racist state of Israel or the political Zionists who have captured virtually own, you know, the big banks, big media, big tech, big pharma, and big brother government addicted to big war. That's a bunch of biggies, you know. This sounds like conspiratorial thinking, which is anathema to Christian Zionists, you know, the Scofield Bible version of Christian Zionists. I mean, Christian Zionists, it's an oxymoron, and I do provide a link, you know, in the newsletter, which you can go in depth and read. The story of the Scofield Bible and how for the last 100 years it's been culturing through all the seminaries, you know, the Christian Zionist thing that Israel, the modern state of Israel, is God's chosen people. That's their whole shtick. And now you've got Christians all over the United States who believe that the modern state of Israel is God's chosen people. I mean, this has created a very serious conflict of BS, you know, belief systems, conflict of interests, BS interests. So, I mean, I don't know if you knew it, but any truth of Zionist influence peddling, you know, if you talk about this on social networks, social media, it's increasingly being censored as quote unquote hate speech and anti-Semitism. Those who followed the media closely, you know, the alternative media, including, you know, the last several months since this Gaza insanity has been hyped up, you know, you can't criticize it in the mainstream media, or you can, you know, it's just branded as hate speech and anti-Semitism. But remember, this is by the same political Zionists who want to lock down civilization with digital IDs, digital currency, and a digital social credit system, you know, like a digital gulag, as pioneered by big tech and communist China the last decade. I mean, you know, they made deals with the communist China. You know, you let us into your big market of a billion people, and we'll let you use this technology. Well, they've used that technology, all right. They've used it, you know, for a totalitarian control system. And guess what the big tech has planned for the rest of the world as far as a big market goes? Jeez. So, I mean, if you think about it, would you agree that part of the last plandemic lockdown agenda was to initiate, you know, a digital dystopia with digital IDs and digital passports? I mean, if you agree that this is just wrong, then speak up now before the Zionist desperados, whose time is short and fear is great, before they attempt another lockdown with another plandemic psyop featuring bird flu and disease X. You know, plandemic 2.0 with masked pharmacide. Now, pharmacide's a loaded word that I kind of invented, you know. So I've got a definition here for pharmacide. The leading cause of death in America, also known as iatrogenicide, death by doctor, which is the number one side effect of the medical industrial complex, profiting from drug pushing, you know, disease treatment, rather than health building, disease prevention. So from that bombshell, I go into bird flu BS, a pathological belief system. Now, this is some serious meat here. This is something that those who can pull up the newsletter and go to this section here, there's some infographics and some explanation here, which is sounds like it's a different subject than the Zionism Unmasked, but it's actually quite related as far as those who are pulling the strings from behind the scenes. I go on to say, you know, in the content here, that it's important to always remember the inconvenient truth revealed in the first plandemic scam, that no virus has ever been isolated. I mean, no virus has ever been isolated. Zip, zero, nada. It's like an invisible boogeyman that kills if you buy the BS and volunteer for injection. You know, I call it injection infection by toxic concoctions that do kill. So I'm going to do a little reminder here. I mean, remember how they used the bogus PCR test used to ramp up the hysteria over a COVID virus that did not exist? Now, some people who are new to the list, this is going to blow your mind and it's not going to make any sense at all. I've discussed this all through COVID, how the PCR tests were rigged and how they ramped up all the, you know, hysteria over viruses, and everyone was getting the virus. It was marked up as a virus. Even if they was in a car accident and got bruised, they would put COVID on it. I mean, how crazy, you know the story. But anyway, that was all a psyop, folks. But now they're doing it again. Bogus tests detecting a bogus virus. In this case, they're calling it the pathogenic avian influenza. You know, influenza is a virus, they say, right? And detections of it. There's no detections of it. I mean, if they lied to us about safe and effective vaccines, you know, which were not safe, not effective, and they weren't your normal vaccines, mRNA shots had all kinds of other stuff in them never used before. I mean, would they lie to us about the reason to get them? Duh. I mean, is it true that no virus has ever been isolated? I mean, if you didn't get that right over the last 3 years of publishing articles about this, then you've been looking at lamestream media. You've been getting, you know, the mainstream, too much mainstream BS belief system. I mean, Is it true that there's no bird virus infecting cows? No, there's no bird virus infecting cows. No matter how much they say it is, and other animals, you know, they can say it all they want. That doesn't make it so. You know, they don't have. I mean, we're talking about mass illusion here. You know, we're talking about talking about like a kind of a huge, you know, black magic, witchcraft, curse, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's like it's unreality. I mean, consider that the possibility of infecting humans with those invisible, non-isolated viruses, that's just BS. It's a pathological belief system to compel, you know, your the injection of toxic infection as causes disease X. Blamed on some mysterious invisible virus. And this is probably too much for some people to hear if they're new to it. Otherwise, it kind of cuts right through the BS and the house of cards that's now falling. And there's a great infographic on the house of cards for those who are following along. You want to tune into that incredible infographic, you know. Do not question the narrative. Do not approach the crime scene. Do not enter the house of cards that's collapsing. Anyway, so far I've discussed the dystopian, you know, World War III meme in the cognitive and the spiritual realms. And if you don't also see the grand illusion in the physical realm of the medical industrial complex, then you haven't been paying attention, or you find the truth too appalling to consider. For example, then I provide a video. This is by the brilliant Reese Report. And I would call this came out yesterday. Now it's 2 days ago, but I'd say it's a must watch. And it's it's headlined. It's only 5 minutes. It's headlined, "The Financial Incentive to Murder and Poison American Children." You're going to see right there the American Murder Association, the AMA, the American, you know, you're going to see right there, you know, the money driving the disease care system, which is making a killing, indirectly causing, indirectly treating disease. Has nothing to do with building health and preventing disease. There's no money in that. It's all about the creating and managing disease, indirectly causing, directly treating. Those vaccines are setting up kids for a lifetime of disease treatment. And I know it sounds cold, and it's probably too much information for some listeners. And I'm sure, you know, in my newsletter, I'm sure there's already been several people that unsubscribed out of, you know, about 4,000 people on my list. I get people get triggered, or they're having a bad hair day. And they haven't got time for my perspective. Not interested. That's fine. They're 100% right for their prevailing awareness. Hope they have a good life, you know. But I've lost about 6,000 subscribers since the COVID psyop began. And that's when World War III went global. And I've been on the front lines reporting the contrary and truth, whether, you know, readers like it or not. That's just what I do. I can't think of anything better to do. Most readers have been on my publishing list for more than 5 years, and many for more than 10 years. So lots of love to you all. You know, God bless you. You know, I appreciate your moral support. And also when you really care for your own holistic health and order a pollen extract, which, you know, the Swedish pollen extract, which, you know, also helps pay my bill. That's how I sponsor this show. So take care of your health. Get some of that SPX. And always remember that the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth empowers wisdom for overcoming victim dictum with victory virtues by the grace of a high state of honor that naturally neutralizes the inordinate love of power with the ordained power of love. One of my favorite hot links on the ordained power of love. I provide that in the narrative for those who are reading along. And if you haven't read that link before, The Ordained Power of Love is very inspirational. Very amazing about the quantum field, how it works with healing through love. Anyway, if enough awakened light weavers would share this post, you know, what I've been talking about today, far and wide in social network communities, mass uprising, you know, there's mass uprising, you know, basically general enlightenment can turn things around sooner rather than later. These are critical issues as we work through them with, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Then by God's grace, in God's time, things will turn around. So I love this quote by Thomas Paine that was from Common Sense back in 1776. He said, "Those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its waters. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle because power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress." Oh, Thomas Paine, 1776. So to further endure the Gaza insanity is a form of profanity. You know, no morality or honor whatsoever. I mean, and silence is consent, so at least invoke heaven's intervention. You know, and if you don't link the light of truth in social media, but, you know, both is better, you know, on earth as in heaven. You link it down here, you know, connect, and the call compels the answer upstairs, you know, by God's grace. You know, you position yourself with heaven's hosts, you know, the masters, and they position themselves with you. It's just like, you know, you can't enter until you knock first, you know. So here's to entering the kingdom of heaven. And I love this quote. It says, "When you are honestly mistaken and hear the truth, you will either cease being mistaken or you'll cease being honest." So when you are honestly mistaken and hear the truth about something, you will either cease being mistaken or you'll cease being honest. Huh. I love quotes like that. It makes me ponder. So it's a time. I mean, this is the time, you know, prophesied, you know, the Great Awakening, you know, the cusp of Aquarius, the general enlightenment that's going on. It's time that the collective conscience of global humanity shuns the power elite potentates who are ethical infants. They are the ones who should be censored. The mainstream masses worldwide must be sufficiently outraged by corrupt politicians and media moguls that we hold their feet to the fire until they see the light of best for all, not just for the unelected power elite who pull their strings. It's a great cartoon in this newsletter of Klaus Schwab with a puppet whose head's fallen off. And he's saying, get another one, get another puppet for me. Anyway, it's great cartoon. And then I'm finished with this quote from Thomas Paine, who said, quote, "It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh patriotism by reference to first principles." So again, this is Thomas Paine, citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense that sparked the revolution. And by God's grace, there's enough of you netizens, global netizens, who are, you know, I call them the 1-3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking on the internet. So you light weavers, you light workers, you know, you're the ones that are making the difference. And my pure intent is to provide those first principles, cosmic law, universal law, language, law of the angels, language of the angels, that will facilitate our conscious evolution revolution, excuse me, revelations on earth as in heaven. So God bless you for listening. As I said at the top, skip to the bottom for future memory. And there's a thought form here and a great quote that says, "There is nothing darkness can do about the dawn but yield." There's nothing darkness can do about the dawn but yield. So here's to it, folks. More light and love, easier and faster. That was the piece on the newsletter on Zionism Unmasked. Now I'm going to go back to the piece. I'm going to shorten this one up. These two other pieces. This one's got some interesting infographics. Some of them are really funny. Some real thought-provoking images, concept, memes. I mean, you know, I'm getting to the article on memes, but there's some good ones in this one. I chuckle every time I see some of them, and I hope you get a chuckle out of them. And there's some, you know, there's some, again, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that I try to work into each one of these newsletters. And, you know, to stimulate, you know, your thinking, you know, out of the box a little bit. I sometimes refer to it as just these, my newsletters, as a kind of a mad magazine for mature adults, or a believe it or not synopsis of the week. And anyway, and this one I did back on May 7th, when the new moon was in Taurus again. And again, I'm referring to this conjunction in Taurus of Venus, Uranus, and Jupiter. When the astrology psychology part of the show, I referred to it. This began the tone of the month that's still going on. It's kind of being fulfilled with the grand trine and kite pattern today, as I was talking about. So the theme here is basically, and the title, 1770, the 1776 revolution is a global affair now. So I took the, you know, I don't, Mel Gibson, you know, from the Patriot movie that, you know, which was about the 1776 revolution. There's a picture of him. The byline here is that the Braveheart Patriot, of course, he also did the movie Braveheart, which is very extraordinary, famous. So I say that, you know, there's a picture of Mel Gibson and saying that the Braveheart Patriot gets billionaire backing. There's an article about that. You can read about that, you know, more information, you know, with, it's all over the internet. If you just put those, some links in on there, on Elon Musk backs Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg's non-woke studio with $1 billion. You know, any search on that would pull up the articles. So the point is that I'm getting to is witness the great awakening from woke, all this woke BS stuff, belief system. And there's a little meme infographic here of a guy saying, "Can you remember when one transgender kid when you were growing up? And at the bottom of the picture, he goes, "Not me neither." You know, of course, this is a guy that's, what, older than 40? Older than 50, maybe? And then there's another infographic where looks like an English gentleman. What's the name of this guy? Anyway, funny face saying, if genitals don't define gender, how does removing them affirm it? I don't know. I got a byline there that goes, "Thank God for common sense. You know, we're winning from the beginning with a clear vision of victory. Seize the vision, embrace the virtue, claim the victory." Then I go into two newsletters in this piece, 1776 Now. There's kind of a May Day component, you know. And there's also 50 years pioneering an Aquarian vision. The 50 years pioneering an Aquarian vision is my story, is my history. And the links are, again, provided, in this 1776 Now. You click on the links and go to that story. And that's my basically story the last 50 years. And part of my theme with my radio show and my newsletter, my concern, my interest, my intention is doing a reporting, curating the news of the week or the last, usually I'm doing these things bi-weekly these days, sometimes weekly, but curating the news of the week and, focusing the context of how bad things are within the context of how good things can be, what golden age, what the quantum quickening is looking like, where it's going, how we can get there. This is, again, I use this quote, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. That's Thomas Jefferson, 1816. We're looking at, a kind of conscious evolution, revolution, revelation. But there are first principles that I discuss in this 1776 Now. We're talking about global evolution, revolution. 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And we're seeing that globally. And there are first principles, universal law language principles. And there are, the higher the concept of love as the universal law of the angels and language of the angels, then naturally the greater the results. It ain't rocket science. So consider that the whole holistic and Holy Spirit is a high frequency of love and action, as infrequently. There is a frequency of love. There's frequencies of joy and Holy Spirit and, love and action, violet flame frequencies, however you want to frame it. And there's dense, dense unconscious and heartless frequencies. That's why you don't want to put your attention on chaos. Why most people don't watch the mainstream media these days. It's just filled with, horror, chaos. And you don't want to put your attention on it too much. It's my job to put my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, and you can't heal a client or a world until the client or world comes out of denial of what the problem is. Unless we become conscious of how we are conscious, then we're relatively unconscious. And there's no self-correcting if you're relatively unconscious, stuck in dense and conscious and heartless. So involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, the waking up, wising up, rising up, the ascension process is the purpose and plan the, our terrestrial masters know and serve to become celestial masters. It's just the evolutionary process. Self-mastery is a process of, and, creating habits that involve and evolve, the archetypal architecture of the universal law language archetypes for upgrading social conscience with enlightened Aquarian love. We're talking about a universal interface for global communications. And this is actually, serious readers of this, of my blog. If you can always subscribe by just emailing me at hardcom@mcn.net. And if you're ever interested in getting on the list, that's all you got to do. Email me and say, sign me up, and I'll tell you how. And most readers of this list are well aware that the next phase of the computer internet revolution after the emphasis of hardware, you know, IBM, and then software, Microsoft, and then NetWare, which was Netscape, is hardware. You know, Web 3.0, cyber ethics. And I provide that link all the time. Most people who aren't getting my newsletter know exactly what I'm referring to as far as the next big thing, phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and network, which is heartware, an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, and what that looks like and how that works to upgrade, you might say, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, assembly, to petition, and petition as in volition, voting, real-time voting. What that all looks like, I mean, we're talking about, you know, a quantum shift in communication capabilities, folks. Someone had to explain it. So if you read this newsletter, 50 Years Pioneering in Aquarian Vision, then you'll know this has been a work of love for most of my life since I was awakened on the path of God and country. You know, that first article, photo story that I published as an online book on the path. So, the hardware project is something that a lot of people that are interested in the future, where it's going, can read about the hardware project for developing a universal interface for global interaction. I mean, are you aware that there are already universal translation capabilities for most languages into English? I mean, that's one of the good capabilities of artificial intelligence. I mean, it's not as advanced as the communicator chest badges on Star Trek uniforms, but it's getting there, you know. In the meantime, the vision of hardware is a universal interface for self-governing, self-healing, and self-sufficient community in local and global social networks can serve as the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. Self-actualized sovereignty, culturing social conscience, and the personal and collective holodeck. Social network communities. And I have a link on holodecks and an article on holodecks, you know, within the context of this newsletter, which can give an idea of what I'm talking about. I go into the language of consciousness, light language that frames the constitution of hardware in one's 3D brain field, the holodeck, you know, from upper brain insight to lower brain reptilian reflex, from linear logical left brain logic to nonlinear intuitive right brain intuition, and from forebrain foresight to rear brain hindsight, three dimensions of the holodeck. And more on that with links that you can go into in depth. I'm going to have to wrap it up here in a few minutes. I'm just going to mention briefly, there are two other newsletters I did. There's one called Are You Ready for a Quantum Shift in the Global Order? What will systemic reboot in Jubilee look like? Some people were really interested in that. I have a link with videos and articles. Okay, so that newsletter on Are You Ready for Quantum Shift in the Global Order? What will systemic reboot in Jubilee look like? I mean, the old matrix is disintegrating. A new matrix is integrating. And freedom and opportunity are an open door. You know, freedom and opportunity. You know, hail freedom, hail goddess of justice, hail opportunity. Open door. So I'm not going to have time to get into all of that. But basically, the theme is that the rate of change has been accelerating and many are suffering a future shock with information overload and inability to process new information of an in-depth nature, also known as paradigm paralysis, executive burnout, stinking thinking, or stuck in negativity, SIN, etc. Anyway, there's more in-depth reading here. I did want to finish up with another piece. I'm not going to have time to get into it, but that's probably one of the most enjoyable pieces for those who haven't got the newsletter. There'll be a link on this. What does it all mean? And my line is, again, there's some funny stuff here. I refer to it as the Mad Magazine for maladjusted misfits who haven't adjusted well to batshit normalcy. Anyway, there's some humor there that some of you appreciate. I did want to finish up by thanking you for again listening, that and I hope that I've sparked your conscience a little bit and awakened your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.